Cornish yachtsman Pete Goss has set himself awe-inspiring challenges, placing man against nature by crossing the world's oceans and circumnavigating the globe. Now he's setting himself a brand new transatlantic challenge in the Route du Rhum. It's a single-handed race from St. Malo in Brittany to Guadeloupe. He sets off on the 31st of October, but is with me now as he prepares for this challenge. So, Peter, tell me about the boat first of all.
I've got this fantastic opportunity to take it on in a brand new Class 40, which is a high-tech 40-foot boat called DMS. And I'm really, really excited about it. We've been working on it for most of the year. She's now down in Plymouth, and I'm in my what I call a peak panic period, where we have this final drive towards the start line. But it's a big entry. I mean, there's about 75 boats, of which we're the only British entry, believe it or not. So as ever with the projects, there's a lot more underneath it. We're using it as a vehicle to try and stop people polluting or make them conscious of polluting. So the boat looks stunning. It's been all the artwork has been done by an urban artist. So it's the most colourful boat I've ever sailed. But very excited about it.
Just tell me a bit about the route. So why this route?
Well, it was known as the Rhum Route, and it's this French race goes from St. Malo to Guadeloupe. Beyond that, I can't tell you much more. But in terms of a sailor, it's a very interesting route, because the race kind of breaks into thirds. So the first third is obviously down the English Channel, out into the Bay of Biscay, and of course it's during the equinoctial gales. So the first week's a race of attrition. I mean, you can lose a third of the fleet. So the key is to survive that. You don't need to be at the front, but you need to be in up there. Then the middle third is the glory sailing, trade winds, dolphins, you know, lovely flying fish, the whole lot. And then the final third is getting quite tactical. Weather changes a little bit, and of course all of the boats are slowly focusing back down into the finish. So it's a really interesting and tactical race as a sailor.
And the boat itself is quite different. I mean, all your craft you've sailed in have had something unique about them, but this one has got something else.
Well, this is she's a Class 40, and what's happened in sailing, the open 60s have gone on an arms race, and they're just hugely expensive. And although they're fantastic, sometimes the budgets take away the pleasure of the sailing. So this idea was proposed, let's have 40-foot boats of a similar ilk, manage the composites in them so that they're more reliable as a structure, manage the concepts such that they have a similar performance but allow room for innovation. And this idea was proposed, taken off. They've just built over 100 of them, and it's the biggest, fastest growing fleet. But it means fantastic racing. There's 40 of us starting the Route du Rhum, and it's going to make it just thrilling stuff. In terms of the boat, really different. I mean, it's all technology and so on, but visually, she's been the artwork has been done by an urban artist, which is just superb. And this Neptune-esque character that's come out of the sea and just is fed up with all of this plastic packaging and pack it in. So pack it in is the sort of strap line for the project. And DMS is the title sponsor. They do a lot of packaging, particularly in the music industry. And Dave Summers, who's the founder and managing director, is brought up in Cornwall. And he just got really caught up in this. And from 2 years ago, 80% of the packaging was plastic, to now it's only 20%, and they've made a pledge in 2012 to be none at all. So what I like about it is, rather than being a big stick beating us about being terrible and problems, is he's all about solutions, and I think it's the solutions that are going to make the changes in the world. I've raised money to support the costs, but I don't get paid or anything. I'm just doing this for the fun of it, and Concise, Team Concise is the team that own the boat. It's kind of a partnership of two halves, because Team Concise is all about bringing youngsters with talent and helping them up the sort of food chain. And so one half is this team of youngsters who won the World Championships last year. They came third this year. They also won their class and set the record in the 7-star Round Britain race. So I've been helping and mentoring them and putting a proper, I guess, business structure underneath their project. And then the other half is I'm doing the single-handed ocean sailing with a view that further down the track, they'll be able to take up the reins and go from there. So it's a real collaboration, this project, of all sorts of different parties. And it's been a really interesting journey. It's all gelled up now, so I can see an exciting future as I look forward.